Peter. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
Welcome to the Stu Peter Show and happy Monday. I'm Lauren Witzke filling in for Stu as he's traveling for Christmas. We're grateful to have you all with us today. So Erin Elizabeth has been covering a series of doctors who have died mysteriously or possibly been murdered. A lot of these doctors were holistic doctors. But recently, she's changed course a little bit. She made an exception because this particular doctor was a generic medicine manufacturer, one of the largest ones in Canada, that actually manufactured hydroxychloroquine. His mysterious murder, they believe it was a murder with his wife. It was a double homicide. Recently happened, I believe it was on December 17th. It was earlier this month. And what is so suspicious about this is because now his children are saying, hey, listen, this wasn't a suicide. This was a murder. They're offering a $35 million reward to catch the assailant. The whole suspicion around this is that he was the largest manufacturer of hydroxychloroquine. As we remember, Donald Trump promoted hydroxychloroquine as an alternative. And we know that any alternative to the vaccine is considered vile or evil, or you're an anti-vaxxer conspiracy theorist. You know, but we have found that the vaccine is very deadly. However, especially the country of Canada has been pushing it on their constituency, on their population, just ignoring the data. Now, Erin Elizabeth joins us now to talk a little more about the murder of Dr. Barry Sherman, a manufacturer of hydroxychloroquine. So, Erin, I know that you have been covering this very closely, doctors who have been murdered or mysteriously died. Why in particular is this one important?
Hi, Lauren. Just one tiny little thing I wanted to add. So actually, the kids just came out over the weekend, it looks like, with this $35 million reward. But Honey, Dr. Barry Sherman and Honey, his wife, were killed 5 years ago this week, actually. So I think we're almost on the anniversary. It may even be the anniversary, depending on what the date is. I think it was December 17th. So yeah, just a few days ago. And I think because of that anniversary is why these kids just came up with I don't think they're children anymore. They're children, but I think they're adults. Adult children came out with this reward because for 5 years, they are so frustrated trying to find out what happened to their parents. Initially, authorities that are in Toronto said it was murder-suicide, and then they said, or a double suicide, and ruled out anything suspicious. But what happened, like always when this happens with these doctor deaths, most of whom are holistic, is that in this case it was different, because so often the kids don't have, if they have adult kids, if they even, some of them, they may just have left children behind, but these were adult kids and they had the money because he was a billionaire. I think several times over, I forget how many billions Dr. Sherman was worth. And as even mainstream had to admit that he was an enemy of big pharmaceutical companies because they didn't like that he could bring these drugs so cheap. So this was before COVID began, yet yes, they're even in 2020, and I don't know if I sent it to you, his company, even, you know, after he passed, were trying to help with hydroxychloroquine, and they were trying to help with studies to actually just give hydroxychloroquine, just to give it away, even to find out why, I think it's Apotex or however you pronounce it, the company was just trying to find out if hydroxychloroquine worked for COVID. So you wonder what was going on there. Right. And the company hasn't been doing as well since he passed because it left them in such a lurch. But this past weekend, I think because it was, I think they announced it, you know, about 48 hours ago, on the fifth anniversary of their parents being murdered, the kids are just so frustrated because in so many of these cases with the holistic doctors, within hours, they will say, oh, even with these billionaires, well, they just, you know, these happy, happen to be very wealthy people, and this longtime married couple with these great kids and this wonderful loving relationship just both took their lives, you know, or he took his and then took hers and then took his. I mean, the, you know, they're always saying these just like alleged suicide right off the bat, or double suicide or murder suicide. And then rarely do the adult children have the money to come in and say, no, look, we do not believe this. We are going to do our own investigation. And then the cops, the authorities had to say, oh, in Toronto, a big city. Well, you're right. They were murdered. Sorry about that. Oops.
Right.
So how many times do we not find that out because they don't come from wealthy families where they're, you know, some of these holistic doctors weren't really wealthy, where they're unable to uncover that. But so many of the relatives, immediate family, including ones I've interviewed, have come to me and explained that, you know, in the autopsy, it wasn't a heart attack and there was no cause of death, and that they know they were, that it was homicide. They don't know quite sometimes how it was done, but yeah, I just think this is interesting because of that connection and started in 2020, that even before a vaccine, which we know doesn't work anyway, that they were coming forward, his company, which I believe is still, I mean, there's several adult kids, so I'm not sure who's taken over, who owns it, who's running it. I think it may be a number of people, but that they were trying to give hydroxychloroquine to help to see if it would be effective, which, right.
We know that COVID was patented back in 2002. Like, I mean, it's been planned for decades. And, you know, I wouldn't put it past any of them, the elites, these global elites that are very evil and connected with Satan, to see this coming and know that this particular manufacturer would be a problem because they were so well established in hydroxychloroquine, producing this generic drug that's easily acceptable, accessible. But also, it's inexpensive. It's an inexpensive and effective option to treating COVID-19. And since COVID-19, the plandemic was planned for decades. We have them patenting the vaccine just years ago, before COVID was even on anybody's radar. So this was a premeditated plan. It's quite possible that they saw Dr. Sherman as a potential threat because he believes in what he manufactures. You know, he may be a part of Big Pharma essentially, but he was producing a generic version of hydroxychloroquine, and it's quite possible that they saw that he was going to be a problem. So they got rid of him well before the release of COVID-19 on the world, and the bioweapon is what it was before they released it. You know what I'm saying? So it's quite possible. And then on this fifth anniversary of his death, on I believe it was December 17th, the children, or his adult children, announced that they would put out a $35 million reward to anybody that could help them find the murderer of their mother and father, you know. And it's just, it's very suspicious because COVID-19 was patented. The virus was patented. The vaccine was patented years before COVID-19. Dr. David Martin just talked about that last week with Stu Peters, you know, and because it was a premeditated plan, they could have gotten rid of people early, people that they knew was going to be a problem. And nothing surprises me, seeing how evil and how well planned and well organized the darkness is, has proven to me, just by looking at their fruits, that this is quite possible. Do you think that they will find any leads to the death and the murder of their father?
I think it might be difficult, just like the over 100 we have in the holistic and just doctor death series, some of whom are, you know, not holistic, or they were studying literal like bioweapons and things like that. There are a few exceptions. But I don't know. I don't know. Even with this mansion they were in, with this, well, you know, had cameras everywhere. They got one kind of blurry image of a man with like a, you know, heavy, it was winter and shook in Toronto. He's got this heavy kind of coat around him. You could just see a blur of him, you know, going by. And it's amazing with all the security they had that they were able to bypass that. And you have to wonder how sophisticated it is. And also, what's so interesting, and I know we've probably touched on this before, but how many doctors that would have obviously spoken out against the vaccine, who spoke out against a lot of vaccines and in general, the government, Bill Gates, Fauci, since the 80s with the whole, you know, with everything he did so wrong with the AIDS epidemic. You wonder why so many of them were done away with. And a lot of people still say, gosh, you know, well, maybe, come on, they were taking their own medicine, they were sick. No, these are not, we didn't have people in there who had long, you know, term illnesses or died of cancer. These were alleged suicide, homicide, or established homicide and established very strange accidents or ones like this. So yeah, it's really interesting. I don't know, and I just don't know on the 35 million. That's a huge, in all the years I've covered it, I usually don't see $35 million offered to find, the killer or killers of a particular couple. But it would, I think if someone were that motivated to really do the research, but it depends on how high up they went to carry this out, if they'll ever be able to find an actual answer.
Right. It's true. And, you know, I hope they find justice for their parents' murder. You don't just walk into a billionaire's house and murder them. Like you said, like, these people were billionaires. Same thing happened with Nancy Pelosi's husband. Remember, they tried to say that this guy just walked on in, broke in. It isn't possible. That's not how it happens. You know, this is strategic. It's organized. And 99% of the time, I'm sure there's some government agencies involved, because they are the ones that can get in. It's not easy for just a homeless bum in Toronto to come straggling into a billionaire's home and murder both his wife and himself. This isn't how it works. Now, I know that you have been studying a lot of these dead doctors in your series. So what would you say is your most interesting story? That I find this very interesting because nobody else is looking into this. They just kind of disregard it. Oh, it's a mysterious death. Moving on, of all your research, which one would you say is the most interesting doctor death that you have researched?
There are a couple. I mean, I definitely say Nick Gonzalez, because he was putting people into remission from late stage cancer, speaking out against vaccines, and said, jokingly would use the euphemism, hit by a bus. But he said, one day Big Pharma's, you know, going to have me hit by a bus, or, you know, making kind of jokes. But Nick Gonzalez is interesting. And I've spoken with his wife, Mary Beth, a number of times about this, and they still don't have a cause of death. And he was young, healthy. But I think Dr. Bradstreet, who we did Discovery TV show about, that his particular death, I've interviewed on camera his immediate family members, the Bradstreets, and they were involved in the Discovery TV show as well as me, and I think that's how we met. But I think his, just because he was such a long, I mean, he had spoken at all these different natural health events, was a medical doctor, and had for years spoken out about vaccines or what the government may have planned in the future, and announced that there was something really big coming up that he had to announce. And we just know, even the forensic scientist PhD from Yale, who was on the TV show, who's a friend of mine, Dr. Michael Archer, that it would be impossible for Dr. Bradstreet, who was a pretty well-known doctor that was putting kids with, they were nonverbal autistic, putting them into remission, talking about vaccine injuries. And I think with somebody like Dr. Bradstreet, where they say he was tried to check into the hotel, couldn't, and ran to get some, was meeting his wife there for a getaway weekend, and went to get some hummus, and, you know, picked up the Perrier, because there's never bottled water in the hotel, and some wine and a couple other things. And then on his just short jaunt back to the hotel, hoping the room would be ready, they found him on the car on the side of the road, and he's shot to death in the river. And they said somehow he did have a legally was carrying always carried his gun, was shot with his own gun, and they said that he must have rushed over, jumped out in the middle of the river, balanced himself in a fast moving river here in the southeast part of the U.S. and held the gun far enough away to shoot himself. But Dr. Michael Archer, the forensic scientist who's been on 48 Hours on the front of Washington Post and been doing this for decades, explained that that is impossible. It was homicide. So I think that one, just the fact, but really all of them, because as you hit number one, and some of we had on that weekend, we had three doctors die on over Father's Day weekend like that, three holistic doctors like Bradstreet within, I think, 24 hours, all in Southeast United States, two in Florida, and then Dr. Bradstreet. just north of Florida, and he was had been a Floridian practicing for years before moving up to practice in Atlanta. It's really shocking that there are so many, and still they haven't solved, the majority of these, and the family members, or they, you know, have a pretty strange reason why they think they died. But I think that's why so many family members of the doctors still have questions and want to know the truth of what happened to their family members in such a short amount of time, all leading up to pretty much before the pandemic began in 2020.
Right. And we also featured Dr. Bing Liu in our first documentary, Watch the Water. Now, no matter what you feel about Watch the Water, it was very suspicious that Dr. Bing Liu was found dead, and he was the one of the early doctors researching the COVID sequence. Now, the big pharma, we know it's a criminal cartel. It is a cartel. It is legal drug dealing cartels. And what do cartels do to their opposition? They take them out. Erin Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to talking more about this later this week. I know that you said you had some very interesting stuff to bring on later this week, and we look forward to having you back.
I look forward to it too. It's always a pleasure, Lauren. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
I want to talk to you about my great friends over at Gold Co. You've been hearing me talk about Gold Co. a lot, and they are doing amazing things for the public. I'm getting emails all over the place as people are protecting themselves from this hyperinflation and these tax hikes and this criminal government theft and hundreds of billions of dollars being stolen so it can be sent over to Ukraine and funding the mandates and the bioweapon injections. We're funding our own demise. Plus, they're going to reset the financial system to zero. Everything that you've worked hard for is going to be gone. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Make sure to mention Stu Peters when you call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. Now, many of you saw Steve Slepcevic on the Stu Peters Network a few weeks ago as a paramedic sounding the alarm of what he is seeing on the ground. Now, nobody would know more than the paramedics who are treating the patients that are getting calls. Now, they have seen a surge in cardiac arrests, cardiac injuries, after the vaccine rollout. Now, Steve Slepcevic joins us now to talk about this more. Now, Steve, what are you seeing on the ground? Is this unprecedented numbers of cardiac issues that you're getting calls for?
Yeah, so I run a group of paramedics on a national level throughout the United States. And there's been a skyrocketing thing in both cardiac, heart attacks among the firefighters, paramedics out there. And a massive spike also in new cancers. You know, just, I mean, this stuff is, the data's very difficult because some of the organizations are trying to create an internal VAERS program, right? Because you can't trust the data that's out there. And it's very difficult because some of the firefighters and paramedics are afraid to speak out about these vaccine injuries for the fact that their jobs depend on their health, you know? And the challenging thing is you're dealing with guys that are at the prime of their health, you know, physically fit, very healthy, a healthy lifestyle. And then all of a sudden they go from that. And then shortly after the vaccine, they're disabled, you know, and not just in the fire service. One of my close friends is a Marine aviator and, mandated to take the shot shortly after he got the shot. He no longer physically can can just even play golf. He's like, Steve, I walk 15 steps and I'm completely out of breath. And so I had him see one of the doctors that I work with here in San Diego that deals with backs and injuries. And he's like, it's really basically taking my life, but I'm afraid to speak out against it because this is my entire career. You know, he's a Marine aviator. Now here's somebody who's going to be in some of these helicopters moving Marines, and his entire health is now compromised, but he's afraid to speak out about it. So that's happening among the firefighters, paramedics, all these frontline workers, that they have to be in optimum physical shape in order to do their job correctly, you know? So it's really sad what's happening.
It is really sad. You know, this happened also with the pilots in the major airline industry. So they were forced to take a vaccine or lose their livelihood. They'll try to say, oh, nobody made you take it. But if you're facing feeding your family and taking essentially a medical procedure is what they gave them a choice. You really didn't. You took away their opportunity at a choice. So you force these people to either not be able to feed their families or get an experimental injection. And many of them opted to get it in order to keep their livelihood. So they continue to feed their families. That is taking away their choice. However, now as a result, a lot of airline pilots are suffering severe vaccine injuries, and they can't say anything about it or else they will lose their jobs, their opportunity or their ability to feed their families, which was why they got it in the first place. So they really set people up, our frontline workers, our pilots, you know, our military. It was just a giant conspiracy to force a medical procedure onto people, which, I mean, it should be criminal. It was so criminal what they did. And now you're, as a result, seeing that it is hurting people. I mean, look at the VAERS database, millions injured with a 1% reporting rate. We have 32,000 dead with a 1% reporting rate to the VAERS database. And it's not just you hear about it. It's not my distant cousin's best friend's brother had a vaccine injury. No, it's people that we work with. It's people that we know. It's our loved ones. And it's becoming too big for people to ignore. And, you know, and it's not just the COVID-19 vaccine. We're seeing a lot of skepticism now from parents to take a vaccine at all, because if the government was willing to push an experimental bioweapon on children, what's to say that, you know, they wouldn't push anything else on them that wasn't exactly safe? Now, you have experience with this as you have a child that is vaccine injured. I know that your wife has published a book going into detail about that and how he decided, like how he was able to start coming back and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting. I have three kids. So my two older daughters, no issues. My son, when he got his MMR shot at a year and a half, completely regressed, blew up in hives throughout his entire body. I had a temperature of 105 that we had a really difficult time bringing down. Now here's a child who is fully functioning, talking, you know, calling the dog, turning the lights on and off, running through the house. We called him our little monkey. He'd be climbing on all the, you know, everything that you could possibly imagine. Full, you know, a normal, thriving, met every benchmark, exceeded all his expectations with all his pediatrician appointments, to where when he got the vaccine, he completely regressed, lost his speech, lost his eye contact, lost motor skills, and started, you know, stimming behaviors, neurological issues that came up. And as a father, it was very confusing. So my wife just dove in head into learning about biomedical treatments and detoxing him from heavy metals that were in his body, which when you saw the blood panel and all the workup on him, it was actually shocking, because the doctor that we had gone to see was in Santa Monica, who was dealing with vaccine injured patients. So when we saw all these heavy metals and toxins in his body, I'm like, how can a little baby have this much poison in him, you know? So we started the long journey of detoxing him and putting him on a biomedical treatment, heavy on the diet. Even bought a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, put it in the house, flew to Kyiv, Ukraine, where it had a very well-known place called M-Cell for fetal stem cell therapy. And he made huge progress all along the way and responded very well to the different treatments. The kid's 17 now, regular high school, straight A student, drives his own car, hangs out with his nerdy friends, can't get him to clean his room, but that's a typical 17-year-old, right?
Right.
Great kid, but you know, so not all parents have that success story, you know. And the book is called Warrior Mom. You can find it at warriormom.org. But what I want to share is that going back, people see what vaccines are doing now, and they're trying to distance themselves from what's happening. But there's still cities like LA City still firing firefighters for not taking the vaccine. They've denied all the religious exemptions, right? Mm. So there's groups like the National Coalition of Frontline Workers. There's groups like Firefighters for Freedom who are actually going after the elected officials. They're going after the departments that have mandated these vaccines for the injuries to the firefighters and paramedics, right? So, you know, the thing is, it's not time to back down. People don't understand is that they want to distance themselves for it, because as more and more of this data comes out, more and more, look, I remember when this whole thing went down, we were being called in to pick up patients, clean rooms, sanitize areas, and deal with COVID right behind the scenes. And all of that, none of that made sense.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was, and then you fast forward, this information's coming out. The last thing you want to do is back off the throttle now. You want to hold these people accountable. You want to show up. You want to donate to the organizations that are on the front line. And furthermore, don't just donate, volunteer, be a part of it. Be a part of it in any possible way. Show up.
Yeah.
You know,
it is still happening. You know, people want to think that it's over, but no, people are still facing losing their livelihoods if they don't take an experimental injection. And as you said earlier in this interview, it's still costing them their ability to provide for their families because they're so injured or they're not able to function or they die. You know, you have seen a surge in cardiac arrests. A lot of people don't make it. There's a surge in overall deaths in the United States of America. There's insurance companies reporting a 40% increase in overall deaths. This can't continue to be ignored. So make sure you get involved. Steve, we have about 30 seconds left. Any last words?
No, I want to say thank you for sharing the word and spreading out the information. It's going to come out. It's continuing to come out. A lot of people are afraid to speak out, but regardless of what it is, you can't argue with the results. The results speak for themselves. You know, I don't remember people around me dying from COVID, but I do know people around me that have died from sudden death syndrome, from heart attacks that were completely healthy, from cancers that have, they've never had it, just blown up all over the place, all around me. So when people say, I'm not putting the two together, we don't have all the data yet, but it's coming. And there are groups coalescing this information. So, results don't lie.
And they will be held accountable. Steve Slepcevic, thank you so much for joining us today. Take care.
Thank you. Bye for now.
You really have to know the importance of maintaining the correct amount and the appropriate types of magnesium in your body. It literally controls most of the way that your body functions. Your overall health is incredibly dependent on the amount of magnesium and what types of magnesium are in your body. 75% of Americans have no idea that they're suffering from a magnesium deficiency, and it leads to death. Early graves is what it leads to. Sleepless nights, low mood, depression, anxiety, stress, all contributing factors to putting you in a coffin and 6 feet under. Don't do it. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Read about how Magnesium Breakthrough has exactly the right types and exactly the correct amounts of magnesium in one pill that you take once a day with your evening meal. You will never have slept better in your life. The rest that you will get, no more tossing around. Sleeplessness is a huge problem in America. Stress and anxiety, prevalent. Hello, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go there, please. I'm begging you. I want you to live a long life. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by darkagedefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. darkagedefense.com/ Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit darkagedefense.com/Stu.
Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com.
We all know that the three-letter agencies have been plotting against American citizens. Now, recently, there was a report that came out from a source close to the CIA. Years ago, they were mandated to release everything about the JFK murders. Now, 3% of those documents have not been released still to this day. They were due in 2017, and they are about 5 years late. And allegedly, these documents link the CIA directly to the murder of JFK. Now, Patrick Halley has been digging into this, and he's here to tell us more. Patrick, what's going on here? What have you found? Because I know that you have done your research, and you're one of the best journalists in the country. So we're excited to hear your take on this.
Thank you. I've definitely done my research obsessively on this matter over the years, and it's obvious that the CIA killed John F. Kennedy. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has always said that, and he's very public now about saying that. You had E. Howard Hunt, who is a CIA officer, making his deathbed confession recently, not long ago, saying that it was LBJ, it was Lyndon Johnson, who gave the CIA the order. E. Howard Hunt is believed to be one of the three tramps who was spotted, the mysterious tramps who were spotted in Dallas and had close proximity to Lee Harvey Oswald, who was the assassin. Now, we know that, well, the official assassin, but Lee Harvey Oswald said, "I'm just a patsy." Obviously, anybody who looks at the Zapruder film knows that there's just no way that the angle of that shot came from the Book Depository building. Why would Jackie have gone back? Why would Jackie have fled to the back of the car if that was, in fact, where the shot was coming from? So we have the grassy knoll theory. There are other theories, too. Some people have speculated that the Secret Service driver could have turned around and shot him. That's never been confirmed. However, it's obvious that the angle just doesn't make any sense. So the government has put out thousands of pages of new documents, but they haven't released everything. However, Tucker Carlson actually confirmed with an insider, somebody who has knowledge of the documents that haven't been released, that it was, in fact, the CIA, that the CIA was involved. And we know, actually, it's a matter of public record now, that the CIA intercepted a phone call that Lee Harvey Oswald made to the Soviet embassy in Mexico. So the CIA was aware of Lee Harvey Oswald. That's a matter of public record. We know that the psychiatrist who evaluated Jack Ruby, who shot Oswald, in prison was working for the CIA. We know that Jack Ruby's real name is Jacob Rubenstein. He was a Zionist gangster who was linked up with Meyer Lansky. And we also know that in addition to pissing off the CIA, John F. Kennedy, you know, he was seen as an enemy of the war machine, which wanted to go to Vietnam, obviously. The Gulf of Tonkin incident happened within a year of this assassination. But he also pissed off the nation state of Israel because he didn't want them to have nukes. So the fact that Jacob Rubenstein, a.k.a. Jack Ruby, was the one who, you know, had to sacrifice himself in order to shoot Oswald on live television. I mean, this is a horrifying thing for America. So we know that the CIA was involved. What you have to understand is the CIA is a criminal network. I mean, they have black money, wealth all over the world that they hide, and they're linked up with all kinds of different gangsters. And so, you know, you look at the full extent of this. You can look at the Bobby Kennedy assassination, too, in which Sirhan Sirhan, who is supposedly the assassin of Bobby Kennedy in 1968, said that he didn't even think that he was shooting Bobby Kennedy. He thought that he was at a target range and that there was a girl in a polka dot dress who triggered him. And, you know, the CIA psychiatrist who evaluated Jack Ruby was part of the MKUltra program, the mind control program. So, you know, this stuff has been covered up all over the years. And it's obvious now that the United States government, in connection with the criminal element, as though those two things are separate, they're not, they're completely intertwined. They killed John F. Kennedy. They didn't like him. He was too much of a populist. He didn't want to go the way that they wanted to go with foreign policy. And that's what happened.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, there was reports of Lyndon B. Johnson winking at the funeral of JFK. And, you know, he was able to take over the country. And it was actually the beginning of the end of our country as far as welfare programs began under Lyndon B. Johnson. A lot of white on black racism started during that time. You know, I know he specifically went after the black community as trying to pull them in the Democrat Party. It was the beginning of the end of our country. And I really believe it links back to Lyndon B. Johnson, and it was a real conspiracy. Now, you had said that, let's go into Jack Rubenstein a little more. He goes by Jack Ruby, but it was actually his full name was Rubenstein. So, you know, they used Lee Harvey Oswald as a patsy, and, you know, he ended up being murdered. And, you know, how do we get justice for this? How do we get these documents? How do, you know, if the CIA is indeed responsible for the murder of JFK, a president of the United States, we know that these government agencies can't be, they can't be trusted, you know, and they're still walking around with no accountability. What do we, what can we do to get access to these 3% of the documents that are being withheld from the American people? You know, they were they were supposed to be released in 2017. They still haven't released them. What's to say they aren't altering them right now? How do we hold the CIA accountable for murdering a president of the United States?
Well, Roger Stone actually proved that Rubenstein, a.k.a. Ruby, had worked for Lyndon Johnson in the past and was known as an apparatchik for Lyndon Johnson, who is obviously mobbed up with Israel and with these Zionist movement people who at that time were trying to consolidate their power in the U.S. government. And obviously E. Howard Hunt, being a CIA officer, blamed Lyndon Johnson. So what happens here is, you know, Is the CIA going to be held accountable if they do not release the entirety of these documents? But regardless of whether or not they don't release it, they don't release it because we know what happened. We know that the CIA killed John F. Kennedy. And it's obvious, too, that, you know, I believe, as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has said privately, that they also killed Bobby Kennedy. And Kennedy never wanted Lyndon Johnson as his running mate. It was a marriage of necessity for him because they were trying to blackmail him. During the Democrat primary, his quote actually was, "I was left with no choice. Those bastards were trying to frame me." That's why he chose Lyndon Johnson. And it is absolutely disgusting and sickening when you look at that photo of Lyndon Johnson getting sworn in next to Jackie. Jackie has to, you know, take that. You know, she knew what happened. I mean, it's pretty obvious to me that the Kennedy family all these years knew what happened. But Ted Kennedy, being the, you know, black sheep and obviously easily blackmailed himself, sort of he looked the other way on the deep state all those years. You know, he was a really bad politician. He was not in the legacy of JFK or Bobby, but it's obvious that RFK Jr., who's a great guy and doing amazing work against the vaccines, and congratulations, by the way, in your documentary, which was amazing. But you know, the Kennedy family, there's still merit there, and I think they've known all along. Meanwhile, Martin Luther King's family thinks that the government, you know, did it to him.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they probably did. You know, any kind of populist uprising must be smashed. Now, this appears to be a Zionist coup, honestly. Why would the Zionists specifically target JFK?
Well, I think that if you've ever seen the movie Good Will Hunting, which was produced by Harvey Weinstein, there is some anti-Irish sentiment among some folks. Not that, you know, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon didn't have a nuanced performance where they're like, "Hey, Sully, let's, you know, let's piss in the street," or whatever. Not a very positive portrayal of Boston. But I think that truly they feared him. The big guys never liked him. When he was, you know, in Congress, even, they always suspected that John F. Kennedy was going to be rogue. He was going to be, you know, some kind of populist radical. And they feared him, and they feared his father, and they hated his father. And it was personal resentment. And also, it was the Dimona plant. JFK wanted that plant to be inspected so that Israel couldn't have nuclear weapons. Mm. And JFK was also sympathetic somewhat to Egypt at that time. And that really scared them.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's no secret now that the Zionist lobby, the Jewish lobby in the United States of America, is one of the strongest lobbies. They rose to power right after JFK. How about that? And, you know, I think more and more people are starting to realize, I, as a candidate for U.S. Senate, realize the power that they have, the contracts that they try to get you to sign, the pressure they put on you if you do not sign them. This is a reality. A lot of people don't like to hear it, but it's true. You know, a lot of Zionist influence in our country, it seems to have began after the murder of JFK. It could have been a new era, you know, that they were plotting and planning, and he was possibly the one standing in the way. And, you know, it's...
They definitely...
Yeah, and it's like, it's controversial to say this, but I'm looking at the evidence, I'm looking at the people involved, and I'm like, okay, this looks very similar to a Zionist coup, is what it is.
Well, Nosferatu the vampire lookalike Jonathan Greenblatt from the Anti-Defamation League has failed to stop me as an investigative journalist. I've been vindicated on everything. I was vindicated about Fauci funding the Wuhan lab. I was vindicated about Fauci's daughter working for Twitter. I was vindicated about Fauci and Bill Gates all that time. I was trying to warn people not to take the injection. So they can't stop my journalism. I was vindicated on the Ashley Biden diary. I was vindicated on all of that stuff, Sharpiegate in Maricopa County from 2020. And it's true. I am a great investigative journalist because I just go at the truth. And you can follow me on gab.com/Patrick Reports or on Telegram t.me/Patrick Reports because I'm trying to build in this age of censorship. They're not going to stop me. So they don't like me very much, but Greenblatt looks like Nosferatu. So, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's looking hopeful that we may get our Twitters back. I don't know. I don't know if that applies to the dissident right. Elon Musk seems to only be returning those who don't push the line too far. You know, he seems to be courting the centrists. So we'll see what happens there. We'll see if people like you and I end up back on Twitter. I know that I thoroughly enjoyed following your Twitter. I enjoy following your investigative journalism because it is thorough. Actually, you're the one that took down Blackface Northam, if I'm correct. Iconic, absolutely iconic. Patrick Halley is a national treasure. Now, we will continue to follow this closely. If you have any other developments on the JFK murder, please reach out to us and let us know. We'll bring you back on before the end of the week. Thank you so much, Patrick Halley, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
I want to tell you about our great friends over at Curable. Curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Curable is the family-owned CBD business that grows all of their hemp locally right here in my home state of Minnesota and then ship it to you wherever you are. Curable can help you with things like joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, even allergies. People report positive benefits using CBD dealing with Parkinson's symptoms or their children battling ADHD. Stop with the antipsychotics. Stop with the Ritalin and poisonous neurotoxins in your children. Try CBD. All kinds of different oils plus 20% off site-wide when you use promo code STU at Curable.com.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. So as many of you saw over the weekend, there was an article published in the Epoch Times claiming that the FDA has finally admitted that Pfizer causes blood clots. Here to talk about this and more is Dr. Jane Ruby. Dr. Jane, I mean, we've already known this. It feels like the media is just catching up. However, the interesting thing about this is that it appears that the FDA is finally admitting that they were wrong.
Yeah, great to be with you again, Lauren. This is really interesting because this particular article that Epoch was, I believe I call them Epic. I always screw that up. But anyway, this particular article was called Surveillance of COVID-19 Vaccine Safety Among Elderly Persons Age 65 Years and Older. And what they did was, it was kind of a meta-analysis. So they went back in and they evaluated 14, what they called 14 outcomes of interest. Like they wanted to look at certain outcomes that patients were reporting or that their providers were reporting. And they found that four in particular were, in other words, had reached a threshold where that there was a safety signal. So hold on to that for a minute. The four areas all had to do with clotting of one form or another. The first one is pulmonary embolism, which is a blood clot in the lung. You know, your lungs are, they have these passageways, the vasculature gets narrower and narrower the further into the lung you go. So you get a tiny clot, you're going to stop someone, they're going to have difficulty breathing, their heart could stop. Then the second area was acute myocardial infarction, which is essentially the technical name for a heart attack. Same thing, blood clot gets, you know, lodged in the tiniest and furthest of a capillary, and then you've got death, tissue death. Then the third one was disseminated intravascular coagulation, which means that throughout the body, you're getting this sort of these clots just spontaneously occurring in blood vessels. And then the last one that was showing a signal was something called immune thrombocytopenia. We had some people die down here at Miami Medical Center of this. And it's really an autoimmune reaction where they just start to develop clots, stationary clots. So here's the interesting thing about this article. It was funded by the FDA and by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the very organization, by the way, that, remember, put out the waiver of patient rights where these hospitals are indemnified indefinitely. They could literally do anything to you in a hospital and they're free and clear. But here in their interpretation, which is where I think Epic Times went, they said, because an early warning system does not prove that the vaccines cause these outcomes, more robust epidemiological studies need to be done. Lauren, this is insane because in one of the pharmaceutical companies I worked on early on, they had a common antidepressant called Celexa. We were launching sort of the left enantiomer, the left side of that molecule that was to become Lexapro. In the course of that, we had to understand the history of Celexa, where during the preclinical or animal portions of the studies to examine that medication, five or six beagle dogs literally dropped dead of a heart attack. The FDA swooped in, they immediately canceled the program and said, you guys have to go back and figure out what the problem is. The company did. They shut down the program for 2 years. And what they found was very specific to beagle dogs, not even to dogs, just to that breed. And then the company was able to go on and study it in humans, and the rest is history, financial history. But this is the thing that really concerns me. You have this safety signal, huge for blood clots, all across the body from this Pfizer-BioNTech shot, and they're not doing anything to shut this down. Nothing.
Right. No, and it even said in the article, well, they had responded and said, we are not going to put a halt to the shots because it's still under investigation. Like you said, with your experience, dogs started dying. They shut it down immediately. We have a history with the swine flu vaccine. Killing 25 right. people, shut it down immediately. They're doing this study. They're seeing that it's causing pulmonary embolisms. It's causing blood clots. For sure, Pfizer's causing blood clots. And they still are like, well, it's under investigation. Why do you think that they would? It's like the FDA doesn't care anymore. They don't care anymore that it's hurting people or injuring people. And I'm sure there's a financial interest there. You know, I know they've spent billions on these shots. But can you really give another explanation as to why they would mm-hmm. continue the vaccine rollout? Will they ever be held accountable? Are they scared that they'll ever be held accountable? Like, what are they thinking?
I mean, those are all really plausible explanations, but I think it's there's another explanation. There's after 20 years watching the processes from the inside of the pharma industry, and with myself having a lot of interface with FDA processes from inside the company, I would really conclude that there is no FDA anymore, mm-hmm. that this is truly part of a mass genocide operation that appears through lots of documentation to be happening, conducted by our own government, particularly the DOD. It just doesn't make sense, Lauren. There's no way. This is an industry that's very sensitive to public relations issues. But you don't hear any concern expressed by these companies. Furthermore, you don't hear anything from any other companies. Usually other companies will start to moan and groan to the FDA and say, hey, how did they get away with that? And I have to spend $500 million to develop my drug. You don't hear anything. They've all been bought and paid for. This is an operation. It's like Dr. Teresa Long, one of the DOD whistleblowers, has said to me, those of us who understand long-term strategy from a military perspective recognize that we're on someone else's timetable.
Yes. Well, so. I mean, you can't, there are people out there that are denying that it's a depopulation agenda. You know, the people that are making all the decisions, like Bill Gates, for example, have been very open in saying that there is too many people in the world using up too much stuff. We got to do something about this. These are the people that are making these decisions are saying things like that, where they openly believe that the world is overpopulated. Well, how do you depopulate the world without massacring people? Well, you get them to do it willingly, and then you ignore the data. You gaslight. And it seems like it was a conspiracy because now the media is involved. You know, they covered for them. They ran vaccine propaganda. They bought out the media. It was a well-orchestrated plan, it seems. You know, but I find it interesting that the FDA was even interested in studying the blood clots were causing, you know, but it's interesting that this was even put out.
Yeah.
That's what's
interesting.
That's what, why?
You know, interested in studying, but not interested in doing anything about it. Not hauling the companies in, not looking at their documentation further, and not stopping it, which is well within their purview. That's very telling.
So what advice? Well, you know, I was just on with Steve Slepcevic. He was saying that a lot of people are facing still to this day losing their jobs if they don't get this vaccine. The rejection, or the, not even vaccine, I don't mean to call it that, bioweapon shot. It's just, you know, I've been propagandized. They did well on me.
Yeah.
You know, still today, employees, airline pilots, first responders are facing losing their jobs in order, unless they get this essentially a medical procedure. What advice would you give them right now based on all your data, all your research? You know, they end up losing their ability to feed their families anyway due to injuries, it seems. But what advice would you give those who have held off this long and are about to cave?
I would tell them just what I said 18 months ago. This is not an equivalent of your job. It is not an equivalent of your college education or that trip to Spain. I'm telling you, and you say, well, Dr. Jane, I have to feed my family. That's not the only way you can feed your family. You may not make the same amount of money for a while, but we've got to get through this. It's not worth losing your life. It's not worth being permanently disabled where your family's going to visit you in a nursing home until you die when they give you the final shots. This is a whole different operation going on right now. And I'm telling you, you don't cease to be a pilot or a doctor or a carpenter when you are kicked out of that business or that company or that hospital. Use your skills to do something else. You can do the same thing. Use those skills wisely because you will buy yourself time. You've watched your colleagues die and drop dead and be permanently disabled. This is not an equivalent for your job. Trust me.
Absolutely.
Nothing has changed.
Absolutely. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for joining us today, and God bless you.
You too, Will Oren. Thanks so much.
Firing on all cylinders. From the minute that you pop your eyes open, you're just awake and processing information. You're more driven, you're more focused, you have more creativity, more clarity than ever before in your life. And that's because you found the Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Go there. You will not believe how much information you'll learn about yourself when you fill out the personal questionnaire about how you process information. This is the on switch, the light switch, completely safe, not addictive, 100% legal. You're not going to go to jail or be arrested because you're outsmarting everybody, because you're a better employee, a better mom, a better homeschooler, a better father, a better employer, a better boss, a better business owner, entrepreneur. You're just sifting through the distractions and just defeating everything that comes your way. Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia, the way to go. Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. We're now exposing dog food of all things. Did you know that you're probably poisoning your dog with the dog food that you're giving them, your best friend, because it has meat meal in it? What's this meat meal? Well, it's leftover packing plant scraps from the floor and spoiled meat from supermarkets. Dr. Marty, a world-renowned veterinarian, has exposed this. Even the healthy, so-called healthy dog foods that you see advertised, the organic ones, they contain this meat meal. We have a full list of which dog foods contain this at dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Go to dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Dr. Marty's food, on the other hand, the top four ingredients, meats, no preservatives, no artificial crap in them, no poisons. Treat your best friends like the best friends that they are. They depend on you to make the best decisions for them. Those are our puppies, man. Do the right thing. Dogfoodexposed.com/stew.
Well, tax season is right around the corner, and I think we can all agree that taxation is theft, especially when they're taking your money and sending it over to Ukraine or funding abortion. Freedom Law School is back again this year. Stu Peters will be in Florida January 20th through the 23rd to attend the Freedom Rally, where you can equip yourself and learn how to fight back against federal taxation theft. Did you know that there's no law that says you have to pay federal taxes? Well, Freedom Law School can teach you how to empower yourself. That's January 20th through the 23rd. They're having a Freedom Rally. They'll have breakout rooms, conferences. Go to livefreenow.org and sign up today.